Hello and welcome to Academy Watch. I'm your host, Bo Nicholson. This is where we predict the Oscars, and today we will be giving a state of play for the time of recording on the 9th of December 2025. In terms of Oscar prediction and big precursors this early in the season, I like to keep an eye on the Golden Globes and Critics' Choice Awards, who have both dropped their nomination list now, as well as checking out the American Film Institute, or AFI, and the National Board of Review, or NBR, winners, which have also dropped in the last week. A total of four films have secured love and nominations or wins from all four ceremonies in the Best Picture category. One Battle After Another, Sinners, Marty Supreme, and Frankenstein. With 14 nominations at Critics' Choice and 9 at the Golden Globes, One Battle After Another is still absolutely poised to be the Best Picture winner at the Oscars at this early stage. The actors all had a field day, with Leonardo DiCaprio, Chase Infinity, Benicio Del Toro, Sean Penn, and Teyana Taylor all earning nominations at both, and Paul Thomas Anderson getting screenplay and directing nominations at both as well. Sinners is holding firm as a genuine challenger, securing 17 nominations from Critics' Choice and 7 Golden Globe nominations, including the somewhat strange categorization of drama instead of musical comedy, but that's by the by. Michael B. Jordan has had a quiet early season, but nominations at both Critics' Choice and Golden Globes give him some hope of an Oscar nomination in Best Actor. But I need to see more before I start predicting him to get one. Ryan Coogler is showing up consistently in director and screenplay as well, and I expect Sinners to be strong on technicals like sound, editing, costumes, hair, and production design. Marty Supreme really does look like the dark horse of this Oscar race. It feels pretty comfortable to say it is now a top 5 threat for Best Picture, particularly on the back of Timothée Chalamet, a leading candidate for Best Actor, again. It secured 8 nominations at Critics' Choice and just 3 Golden Globe nominations, with it getting screenplay nominations in both. Frankenstein feels quite secure in the Best Picture nominations, with 11 Critics' Choice nominations and 5 Golden Globe noms. Interestingly, Jacob Elordi has appeared in both for Supporting Actor, but both ceremonies nominate 6 people instead of the Oscars 5, and the person he appears to be dueling with for that 5th slot, Adam Sandler from J. Kelly, also appeared twice. Hamnet is still a good chance to get a Best Picture nomination at the Oscars, of course, but I wonder if it is still a top 3 contender after it missed the National Board of Review top 10. It has received 11 Critics' Choice nominations and 6 at the Globes, including Jessie Buckley leading the race in Best Actress, Paul Mescal looking secure to get a Best Supporting nomination, and Chloe Zhao getting recognition for directing at both the Critics' Choice and Globes. So I'm willing to assume NBR is a blip more than a trend, but time will tell, and it's definitely worth keeping an eye on. Sentimental Value secured 7 Critics' Choice and 8 Golden Globes nominations, meaning it is pretty secure come Oscar nominations time, and I think it is still ahead of It Was Just an Accident, which should also secure a Best Picture nomination, but only got 4 Globes noms and 1 Critics' Choice. It's interesting to me that It Was Just an Accident almost blanked at Critics' Choice, despite being a Cannes Palme d'Or winner, only getting nominated in the Best Foreign Language Film category, where it will face stiff competition from the likes of Sirat, The Secret Agent, and No Other Choice. On the edge of Best Picture nominations in those 8, 9, 10 slots, there feels like there might be some movement. The likes of J. Kelly and especially Wicked for Good, both missing a nomination at the Golden Globes in Best Musical Comedy, was a bit of a shock. Especially Wicked. Wicked still did well in the acting and song categories of both ceremonies and secured a Best Picture nomination at the Critics' Choice, but not even being nominated for musical or comedy at the Globes when it is the most famous and anticipated musical of the year feels a bit like a home ground loss. Keep an eye on films like Train Dreams or Begonia, which did well at the ceremonies. They were best film nominated at 3 of the 4 ceremonies because they might just sneak ahead of Wicked for Good or J. Kelly. To summarize, basically, I'm not going to read out all of the nominations. Everyone can do that independently and not listen to my terrible voice. But as it stands, it's hard to deny that one battle after another is definitely the frontrunner and is shaping to be a juggernaut this season. The best chances to steal appear to be Sinners, Hamnet, despite taking that hit from the National Board of Review, and Mardi Supreme. It looks like we should have at least 2 international features in the Best Picture nominees with Sentimental Value and It Was Just an Accident, but I wouldn't be shocked if a third managed to work its way in there, and I'd think it would probably be The Secret Agent, if any. And Wicked for Good is still in a strong position to win multiple technical Oscars and secure a Best Picture nomination, but it's certainly less strong than it was 24 hours ago. That's all the time we have for today. Be sure to subscribe if you haven't already, and leave a 5-star rating and a review wherever you can if you enjoy the show. If you want to come and have a chat with us at Punch and Pie Media, you're welcome to join our Discord. It's a small crowd at the moment and completely free to join with no strings attached. Just come and chat films with me and other members of the team. The link is also in the show notes, as well as an email address if you wish to forward any questions to us. See you the next time we have some Oscar-relevant news here at Academy Watch. Bye for now.